Emergency rooms across the nation are busy. Many visits are for non-life-threatening conditions and can be very costly. A program in Yuma County wants to prevent unnecessary ER visits by bringing back an old idea, house calls. In this case, house calls made by the local fire department. KAWC's Stephanie Sanchez reports.
Carlos Correa jumps inside the Somerton Cocopah Fire Department fire truck and calls dispatch.
There is National Engine 1 responding.
Two other crew members follow along in an ambulance. Emergency lights and sirens are off. Everyone is relaxed.
We're going to check on Elodia Montes. This guy's doing.
This is a scheduled visit to the home of 81-year-old Eloida Montes, who lives less than a mile away. Montes has diabetes, prehypertension, and suffers from anxiety. She's a patient at a local clinic and participates in a program for people with chronic health problems. With that, she gets these visits twice a month. Carlos Correa checks her vitals with help from firefighters Jim Radzik and Steve Clark.
130 over 60.
They are all recently trained paramedics.
So far, her blood pressure is within the range. They want you to be a little bit under 120 now. She would be considered pre-hypertension.
If Correa finds anything that concerns him, he'll call the clinic, the Regional Center for Border Health.
It's nice to check everything, my sugar and pressure. I like it.
The team also checks smoke alarms and look for safety hazards. They'll even change light bulbs. The goal is to address any issues that could send Montes to the emergency room. Paramedic Jim Radzik gives the okay.
She's doing well, and yeah, her place looks good.
This is the only program in Yuma County that sends first responders on scheduled home visits. The idea came from Fire Chief Paul DeAnda, who read about similar programs in a trade magazine.
You're not responding to someone that's already in a problem. You're getting there before the problem exists, and you're fixing it.
But first, DeAnda had to get his firefighters trained. The Regional Center for Border Health offered to provide classes. Now, almost all of his 15 firefighters are paramedics who visit more than 30 people in the program twice a month. And the only cost to the city of Somerton is the mileage. 72-year-old Martha de Santiago is the final stop of the day. She has diabetes, hypertension, asthma, and high cholesterol. She spreads out her 8 medications on the kitchen table for the paramedics. I ask her how she's been feeling. She says she's been feeling good despite her diabetes. She likes the visits and feels like a teenager. But crew member Jim Radzik notices De Santiago has an irregular heartbeat.
He does have a history of that. So we'll just note it and refer it back to the clinic, make sure they're aware of it. She's also taking 3 different medications for blood pressure, and we'll highlight that and make sure that they want her to be on 3 separate medications.
It's too soon to tell what impact these house calls will have on patients in the long term. The program is less than a year old. But the home visits make a big difference to Martha de Santiago.
She says that she feels very loved and very well taken care of, as if they're almost practically family for her when they come to visit.
For KAWC News, I'm Stephanie Sanchez.